Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us. Anna Phillips is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's the founder of The Lash Lounge. She's an entrepreneur and a growing entrepreneur. Her business is growing like crazy, and she's here to talk to us about it as we celebrate National Women's Business Month. Anna Phillips, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on how things are going. So tell us what made you, what was the seed of the idea for the Lash Lounge? Where did it start?
For the Lash Lounge, well, I'll tell you what. I was in the beauty industry for about 10 years. Thought I was going to open up some sort of a day spa or salon. And these semi-permanent eyelash extensions started creeping up all over the U.S.
Time out. Now, see, I of course know all about this, Anna.
Right.
So I don't really need to know myself, but for my audience, I need to ask these questions because I want to help them along as all I can. So what's a semi-permanent lash?
A semi-permanent lash is an individual hair that is attached to one of your natural hairs at a time with a medical grade.
So it's like hair extensions. It's the same thing like a hair extension.
It is exactly like a hair extension.
See, ladies, you didn't think I knew that, did you? Go ahead, Anna.
That's right. Yep, and so, you know, the general concept is it grows and it sheds when your natural hair sheds. So essentially, it is an appendage of your eyelid.
So this is not some sleeve of lashes that's glued on top of your old lashes.
Right. Nope. It is. It's just attached to your hair.
Yeah.
It grows out. You don't feel it. It gives you that mascara look without ever needing to put
it on. I love that look. Yes. I've been trying to get that for a long time. Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
I love that mascara look. This sounds like microsurgery almost.
It is. It's very detailed. It's a very detailed work.
I mean, we're using microscopes here, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, jewelers, magnifying glasses.
Yeah, yeah, big magnification.
Yep.
And steady hands too. You can't be in a tank doing this stuff, can you?
Full on caffeine. No, that doesn't work for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So anyways, I found these lash extensions came out, and I was just at the right place at the right time. I started kind of picking up the service and specializing in it.
So you didn't invent the lash extension. You just started making it. But who was already doing this before you started doing it?
Well, it came from overseas, all of the products and everything.
Yeah.
So it had just really hit the U.S. At the time I got into it, there was only two other people in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is where I'm from.
Right.
And they were just
adding it to their array of products.
Exactly. Service menu, exactly. So I started specializing in it, and it just took me down a different path, and I got to the point where I had to either expand or stop taking clients.
Right.
So you started
saying, okay, I'm the lash lady.
That's right.
And then it became a standalone business.
That's right. You can imagine the day I came home and told my husband, I think I'm going to open an eyelash salon. He looked at me like I lost my mind. But
when was that? How long ago was that?
That was in 2006, early 2006.
I got you. And so you told him that, and then you did it. And you start. So mm-hmm. So you opened your own freestanding lash lounge.
That's right.
Did you call it that at the beginning?
Lounge. We did, yeah.
The Lash Lounge.
That name, the Lash Lounge. I just felt like, you know, when you get your lashes on, you actually lay down on a comfortable table and a lot of ladies take a nap.
Right.
So I thought, why not? The lash and you're lounging.
No kidding. So the ladies, well, time out. The ladies actually go to sleep while you're doing this?
Sure, yeah, relaxing.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, see, I might do that just to get a nap sometime.
A nap. Well, come in. Turn you loose with.
So what are these lashes made of that you're attaching?
Yeah, the lashes are synthetic hair. They're made of a polyester material.
And so you're just you try to match up the color, or do you color it after it's on?
The colors are already on the lashes. Most people just want black. We match up sizes, curl, and thickness.
Oh, really? You mean people have lashes aren't just straight, and everybody has different thickness of lashes?
Well, they have different thickness of lashes. We can give you a thicker lash line.
This is fascinating.
We can give you curlier lashes. Of course, most people come in for longer lengths.
Right. What kind of glue do you use to attach them?
We have a medical grade glue, so it's very similar ingredients to Dermabond.
Right.
That is used, to suture skin back together. And that's what we use on the eyelashes.
I got you. All right. So what does it cost?
The first visit when our clients come in, it's around $250, and then it becomes a maintenance where they come back every 2 to 3 weeks, and that's anywhere from $30 to $50.
Wow.
Yeah.
So $250, that's when the big deal, they put you get them all. Is this top and bottom or just top?
Just top.
Just the top. Yep, the bottom kind of, they have to fend for themselves.
Exactly. That's right.
Just the top, and then do people decide they want longer ones? Some people want longer, some want shorter, that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, we usually don't get a request for shorter, but...
I mean the extension,
Yes.
I mean, because you can go overboard with these things, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. We actually really specialize in making sure we don't put too heavy or too long of a lash on, so we want to keep their natural hairs healthy.
So $250 at the beginning, and then $50 every month or so for maintenance.
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks,
so,
I gotta come back.
Double that. Yep, double that.
Do you take payments?
We sure do. We do whatever. Firstborn.
So now you've scaled this thing, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
So now. By the way, give us the website quickly, Anna.
www.thelashlounge.com.
So, folks, now that you know how her business works, and you see, you listen to them, we're talking the money here, so you know what the business model is. We come back, we're going to talk about how she scaled this business, where it is now, how it's going, and what her plans are. 20 after, right back with Anna Phillips. She's the founder and the proprietor of the fast-growing Lash Lounge. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.